broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning. A high surf advisory is up for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. And for us maybe heading to the links, there is a wind advisory until 6 o'clock on Monday for portions of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Kahoʻolawe, and Maui. And a winter storm watch for this evening through Sunday afternoon. Haleakala Summit, maybe a little snow, certainly. We're going to have mostly cloudy skies, and it's going to be windy. Showers are likely, kind of like yesterday, but add a chance of thunderstorms. Windward and Mocha areas with scattered showers. Slight chance of thunderstorms on the leeward side, too. A high today of 82, and the trades are with us 20 to 35 miles per hour with stronger gusts, likely, particularly if you live, let's say, at the bottom end of a valley, like in Kalihi Valley, where it comes whipping through. I got a great show for you today. Jay Coffin, Senior Director of Editorial at GolfChannel.com, is going to be with us with all the news of golf. Oliver Oliquiano, PGA Apprentice, Island Pacific Golf Academy. He is the President, CEO, U.S. Kids Golf, Top 50 Kids Teacher, and of course, Captain of the PGA Junior League. He's got news for the Big Island today. Lisa Longball, 8-time Canadian long drive champion. She's just back from Hawaii. Well, it's maybe not just, but it must feel like just back. We're going to talk what it's all about, staying at the Ritz-Carlton and playing on Maui, Kapalua. And Rob Labritz, director of golf at Glen Arbor, 6-time major championship participant, the 3-time Met PGA Player of the Year, a pros pro, performance coach, titleist, leadership staff. Yes, Rob's going to be with on. But first, we want to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Yes, and Aloha Power Equipment at the Sand Island and Waipahu stores with the largest selection of Maruyama landscaping and power tools in the state. It's priced right, so you get your job done no matter how big. You can weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment, the Maruyama Superstore. All right, we're going to go to the East Coast and meet someone I've really admired and respected a long time because it takes a lot. There are 20 spots, if I'm not mistaken, in the PGA Championship for PGA professionals who work at golf courses. They work wherever they work, and they work hard. Plus, they get themselves championship ready and they compete. Kevin Carl, Wildlife Country Club, does it. Has almost made it to the PGA Championship so many times. It is amazing. Rob Labritz, PGA. You can find him at roblabritz.com. Director of Golf at Glen Arbor. 6-time major championship participant. 6 times he's gone to the PGA Championship. 3-time Met PGA Player of the Year. Performance coach and titleist leadership staff member. Welcome into the clubhouse, Rob.
Danielle, it's great to be here, and thank you for that awesome introduction.
You're just amazing. and I'm looking at 2019 and 2010, you're the low club pro. 2019, you're standing next to Brooks Koepka. You know, it's just what an amazing experience to be at the PGA Championship with these incredible people. And before we talk about what it's like to be on the main stage, on the dance floor, Looking at your incredible list of career victories, starting in 2002 up to 2019, Player of the Year, a PGA Player of the Year, and your performances at the PGA Championship, there seems to be like a gap where around 2015, did you make a new commitment to the game after 2008? There's 5 years where you didn't really stand out, and then all of a sudden you came back gangbusters. What was up during that period?
You know, I was actually just becoming a better player. I was learning how to play the game still. It's a lifelong experience, lifelong of learning. I was still building a golf swing that I had embarked on starting in 2002. So I can tell you how long those changes can make, or how long those changes can take when you're working on your golf swing, trying to, you know, do your job and all the other things that we do, but also compete. And because, you know, you've got to learn to do it on the range, then you've got to learn to do it on the golf course, then you got to learn to do it in competition, then you have to learn to do it at the highest level. So, you know, I find myself in a really great situation here at the club. I never feel like I'm working a day in my life because I get to, you know, just be around the game of golf and do stuff like this. So it's just I'm in a blessed spot, and I just enjoy being a PGA professional more than you know.
Yeah, as director of golf at Glen Arbor. But, you know, everybody says who's in the golf industry, if you work in golf, you don't get to play golf.
But yeah, it's true. I mean, there are a lot of rumors going around like that. But, you know, my position here, luckily, is we get to play a lot of golf, play a lot of the members, compete a lot. You know, my club has a great understanding of what I want to do with my career. And they know that it entwines with what the club wants to do with going forward. So, you know, it's a great, you know, sort of relationship, and they've never held me back from playing the game. But they know I do it at a high level, so it's a really great partnership.
And it's wonderful to have that much support from your employer. Director of golf at Glen Arbor, PGA professional, you compete on the highest level. Spokesman for your sponsors: Titleist, FootJoy, Game Golf, Strategies for Wealth, and Isagenix, and you run one of the most prestigious clubs in the country, Glen Arbor. So how do you keep up with this schedule? Is it diet? Is it exercise? What are you drinking water? What are you doing?
Yes, all those. And then I guess I'm very good at time management as well. And about an unbelievable team at the club here that without them, I wouldn't be able to do any of this. So everything, like I said, just kind of ties in together. Been here at the club now for 20 years. It's just a great partnership, and it's a great spot. Again, you know, we have 18 holes. We've got 3.5 acres of short game, indoor outdoor teaching facility, so we can teach year round, and great food and wine. So and unbelievable membership. So it's a slice of heaven. So everything comes together, and things start to work when they gel, right?
Yeah. And speaking of great food and wine, Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards at Glen Arbor this past year, coming up on September 10th, 2020. What a mixture of great food and wine. And then, of course, the awards being given out. And Diana DeLucia has done such an excellent job. And she speaks very highly of your involvement, giving her ideas about incorporating the golf aspect into her events wherever she's going to go. That must be an exciting time for you too.
Oh, this is great. She's an amazing woman. What a driven woman. She's a visionary. She's got the drive. Nothing will stand in her way. She's awesome. Look up to her a lot. Happy to be on projects with her. Anytime she needs a little bit of golf sort of savvy or knowledge, she knows she can just reach out to me and we'll talk about it, and hopefully it's the best for what she's trying to grow and, you know, with her brand, because it's what she has going now with just an out, you know, the greatest, you know, chefs in the country club world that you never really hear of is what a fabulous idea. And it's going globally. It's just really cool. She's got a cool idea.
Yeah, she
very
does.
Proud of her.
I am too, very much so, from the beginning. Now, she's told me that she's been taking a few lessons in the game.
Okay.
And I was looking at your website, and you can find Rob. Is it Rob Labritz?
LeBritz.
It is,
yep.
LeBritz. Now, see, I went to what is it called again? YouTube, because I wanted to see that hole out in 2013 Again, that was the Professional National Championship, and you got into, it was on SportsCenter, number one top play on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, thank God the cameras were out there taping it at that time. It was pretty cool. What a, timing. Timing's everything, right?
Yes. Yes, you should have seen Rob. I mean, he's just like, yes, yes, he's jumping up in the air. And I'm like, of course he is. He's that one shot, that one hole, that ball going in got him into the PGA Championship. What a feeling. How do you feel when you watch it again? Do you go right back there?
Oh, God, yeah, totally. That's, I mean, one of the best parts of my career, best things that they caught on camera, I could say. But it was kind of funny in that situation because, there was still a guy on the green, a couple guys on the green that could have made birdie, and we would have had to go into another playoff hole. So I didn't want to get too excited, but to see the ball, you know, just kind of do what you just crafted it to do in your eye perfectly and then pull it off under that sort of situation was, oh my God, I love to draw on things like that. Amazing things what the mind can conceive, the body can achieve. It's just a great duo there.
I like that. What the mind can conceive, the body can achieve. And it's kind of like when I was watching a video at your website, roblabritz.com. You are how to master the flop shot. And I've often, you know, I'm thinking how to master the flop shot. Everybody wants to master the flop shot, right? And then you're showing us perfectly how to do it, right? And then Rob says, ball is going to hit high in the sky and land soft as a butterfly with sore feet.
Yeah. You know, you gotta be careful of those butterflies. Trust me, they're ornery little guys.
No, but you know, he's just perfect. I'm thinking to myself, this is the Muhammad Ali of golf. The guy's coming up with all these poetic little statements about the game and how things are happening. And so that's a lot of fun. And you must enjoy teaching. And tell me what your Rob LaBritz performance golf clinics are like.
Well, really, you know, first question, do I do enjoy teaching? Yes. Love talking about golf. Love sharing what I've learned. Love sharing what I've learned from other people. Love sharing what I've learned in the battlefield, which, you know, under the pressure of playing these championships, things I've been focusing on, working on, I know that to work in tournaments, I know how to think, what to think, and listen, I've made my mistakes. So I can tell you what not to think, you know, when you have that one shot lead or two shot lead and you don't finish like you want to. So golf's just a big learning experience. It teaches you a lot about yourself. It teaches you a lot about how you're going to handle situations. With the right performance coach, you can learn how to. It's not about just what your golf swing does. So there's a lot of ways that you can save yourself shots. Without even changing your golf swing, how the way you think, you could put yourself. I play with so many people that as soon as they hit a bad shot, they're in their same old patterns of how they're talking to themselves, in a negative sort of way, or just talking to themselves in a non-productive sort of way. Which, if certain things, you can just stop doing that, recognizing that, stop doing that, see how much clearer you start to think about the game rather than just playing on yourself and feeling this non-self-worth when it comes to the game, because the game has a tendency of doing that to you. You don't pat yourself back enough for your good shots, and then you hammer yourself for your bad shots.
Yeah.
Which is not a good combination to become a very good player. So, my job as a performer, which to lead into the second question, is to just make people understand the game is just the game. You can't let it affect you. If you walked out of your house and you tripped on something, for the next 20 days or in a row or for the whole that day, are you going to be saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just tripped on that thing? But yet in golf, you know, you missed a 3-footer and, you know, 3 years from now, you're still thinking about it.
That's right.
So you don't need to do that when you're playing the game of golf. It's become very good at it. You should have a good short memory and move on and just have this urge and this desire to learn and want to succeed in the game. And if you don't have that, you know, it's going to be a lifelong of guessing and frustration. And, you know, I don't want to live my life that way.
Yeah, it's Dustin Johnson was asked about something that he had done a year ago on a certain hole and what he felt, you know, and all this stuff. And he looked at him like, I don't remember that. You know, he could remember it, but that's not in my mind anymore. That I've forgotten. That's gone. I don't hold on to those things. And
exactly.
That's what we need to do. Another question that always comes up for me is it has to do with Ricky Fowler, and he's so talented and he's so great at golf. I wonder, you know, he does all these commercials. How much does off course affect on course performance? Off course,
well, anytime you're off course, you're not on the course. I mean, it's, you know, you're not practicing.
Yeah.
Now you do need to diversify a little bit. You can't be all golf all the time, because then, you know, it's a balancing act of how many things you have in your life and what you want to be good at, and making sure you set your goals to make sure they match what time you're going to give to that whatever task you're trying to do, right?
Right.
But, you know, Ricky Fowler is a great player. He's hit a niche. I mean, he's like a cash machine.
Yeah.
The guy makes $58,000 to $300,000 a week. It's pretty cool to watch. people say that he's not having a great career or not winning majors. I mean, who really cares? This guy is making a grand living playing on the best stage. You know what? Ricky Fowler's going to get his majors. And if he doesn't, who cares? Because he's still just playing the game and enjoying it, enjoying life. Through it,
having fun. I mean, the guy is having fun, and that's what's important to me. The game, if it's not fun, forget about it. You're just hurting yourself if it's not fun. Why would I want to spend 4 hours of my life just being miserable because I'm not having fun? That's, to me, the most important message that you can give to new golfers. Guys, there's nobody. You know, if you're not playing for a score that you're going to post for your gin, then it doesn't matter, okay? And you tell your friends, listen, I'm just playing right now. I might pick it up again. I might pick up. I might drop. I don't just, you know, explain it to them. But that's really when you go on a golf course, it's for you to spend some quality time in some of the most beautiful places you can possibly go to, a taken care of golf course. It's like a glorious park, and you got to leave it the way you found it, but you walk through it and you hit the ball and where it goes, hey, it's a beautiful shot. Yay. It's not a good one. Who cares? Let's go on. Let's move on. That's the most important part when you go out and play. Unless, of course, you want to be Rob LeBrun. You know, and you want to play.
Well, even then, you have to be more. You have to be more that way, because, you know, again, getting frustrated with anything, and sure, frustration is going to set in. That you work hard enough at anything, and you don't achieve what you're trying to achieve, it gets frustrating. But you just got to remember, as long as you're giving it that 100%, and you know, only you can, you know, be honest with yourself. You know, if you're giving it that 100%, you know that it's either working or it's not working. And if it's not working, you're given 100%, and it's not working to the point where, you know, it's not working, you might want to think about doing something else if you're trying to make this your career.
Yeah. Now tell us. Let's get to that. What I said, I want to ask you first. What's it like being in a PGA Championship when you're teeing off with the number one player in the world, or with them all around you?
You know, I've earned my spot on those stages. I guess the first time that I did it, it was very, you know, I was nervous. You know, you're watching all the guys walk by, you know, you're playing on the most elite field going. So, you know, the first time it's kind of like a whoa experience. But, you know, as you do it more and more, it's just another 4 rounds of golf on, you can't even say really a grander stage. I guess you could say that, but it's like there's just more going on around you. The golf courses will generally be a little bit harder, but they'll also be in better condition. So, you know, it gets a little bit easier the more you go through it. And then, you know, I just got my sixth one. I mean, I played, you know, Page last year in 2019, and you know, I've played 72 rounds there in the New York State Open. So I was really comfortable being there. And, of course, you know, you're seeing a lot of fellow New Yorkers and people driving in from all around. And I love to get crowds going. And you know, they're out there watching us. I'm gonna interact with them. I want to talk to them. I want to sign autographs. I mean, how often does a club pro get to sign autographs? So, you know, I want to do, you know, all that. But also, I'm out there to play some good golf. And again, being sixth time, you know, time is a little bit more manageable. I understand what I'm trying to get accomplished. I understand what, you know, I need to do with sponsors, with, you know, trying to, you know, talk to fans and all that stuff, radio interviews, whatever it is. The more you put in that situation, just the easier it gets. So first time, very nervous, you know, and the last time I was lucky enough to be able to hit the first tee ball of the championship on the first tee, first tee time, first person. And they had to do that in 2013, too. So that's, you know, that's a whole nother thing. And again, another cool thing I can actually share with my students. You know, they want to talk about nerves. Well, here's what it feels like to do this, and here's what I've done to make sure that the nerves don't get in the way. Or, you know, people don't understand adrenaline. They get scared of adrenaline and endorphins firing. They think they're going to mess up if they're not experienced at it yet. You know, an athlete really drives in that stuff. When you're feeling adrenaline, that's why we play. We yeah. want to feel that. And we want to drive our best shots coming from all of that, all those great feelings. So if you can embrace those things and think positively, you know, instead of saying, well, I hope I don't mess it up, you know, off the first tee in front of all these people. You know, well, you know what you're going to do? You just thought about it. So you're going to mess that thing up, you know? But precisely. If you say, okay, I understand where I'm at. I'm a little more heightened. I'm going to rip this thing like 400 yards down the middle. You know, and get yourself into that mentality. You know, what you're going to do, you're going to rip that thing right down the middle. And if you don't, so what? You've prepared yourself, right? Sometimes it doesn't go your way, but most of the time when you're thinking about it correctly, it will.
Well, Rob Liberitz, I'm ready. That was
well,
fun.
Well, anytime you're ready, come on up to Glen Arbor. We have a great chef. You can taste the culinary things through the golf kitchen and have a great golf experience, I promise you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm really looking forward to September 10th, 2020 for Golf Kitchen Glen Arbor, the Golf Kitchen Excellence Awards, because that would be the time that I would be able to get to the East Coast and visit you at Glen Arbor. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really enjoy talking with you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Anytime you need somebody to chat with, I'm happy to chat with you. This was a great time.
Farrell, because I wanted to ask you one question, but I think I'm just going to leave it on a positive note. You said, I can tell you what not to think when you do something, you know, bad on the golf course.
Yeah, we can talk about that on a personal note.
Another, we're just going to be thinking what we're supposed to do great right now. Thanks, Rob.
My pleasure, Daniel. We'll talk to you soon.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and Oliver Olaquiano is the founder and CEO of Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids Golf Certified Instructor, top 50 U.S. Kids Golf Teacher, and of course, I got great news for you folks on the Big Island. KPUA listeners are going to have to spread the word about this one. We're going to come right back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
you know, when it's raining like it has been, sometimes flooding happens. And of course, you need to call Oahu Extraction at 330-6212 right away. But sometimes when it rains, you don't see the water coming in. You don't notice that it trickles. Sometimes it can be a leak from upstairs, you know, and you don't realize it because it gets caught in different parts of your apartment, but you start to feel it's funky. There's a strange smell. You're not sure. You really can't see anything. Well, Oahu Extraction at 330-6212 has a thermal read they can do for you free. They've got the state-of-the-art hydrometer. So call Oahu Extraction.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, into the clubhouse, Oliver Oliquiano, President and CEO, Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids Golf Certified Instructor, Island Pacific Golf Academies. Yes, you have so many things going on, including, of course, being a PGA Junior League coach, and you bring out the tours for the kids, and we've got something really special coming up. Welcome into the clubhouse, Oliver.
Thank you, Danielle, and thank you always for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure and always fun to be on it.
Good.
Yes, some exciting news. We've got a U.S. Kids Golf local tour launching on the Big Island of Hawaii. So I think I sent you the schedule, and that's coming out really soon for our spring tour.
This is the one, the 2020 U.S. Kids Golf Hawaii Tour, Mauna Lani South, March 8th. Mauna Kea Golf Course on Mauna Kea. Did you hear that, kids? Mauna Kea you get to play on March 29. Hapuna. Love Hapuna. So much fun. Golf Course. That's April 18th. Mauna Lani North, April 19th. Waikoloa Village Golf Club on May 3rd. And then the Waikoloa Village Golf Club Tour Championship. The Tour Championship will be on May 10th. And Waikoloa Village is a beautiful golf course. All of these golf courses are fabulous. So cool. Who's going to be leading this?
Renee Lee is going to be leading this. She was our director over on our Maui tour, but she moved to the Big Island. And so it became an opportunity for us to launch the Big Island tour in Hawaii.
So Renee Lee, that's Eddie Lee, his wife is, and of course she is a fabulous instructor. If you're looking for a wonderful woman instructor, Renee Lee, and she's heading up the tour. It's so amazing how many different events that you're putting together that get our kids going to places like Pinehurst and Greyhawk Golf Club. And I was looking at your Facebook page, which is Island Pacific Golf Academy. And in fact, the last time we talked about ESPN airing a two-hour highlight show of the PGA Junior League Championship. And now in 2020, they're broadcasting the 2020 PGA Junior League Championship live for the first time from Greyhawk on October 8th through 11th. How do kids get involved, the PGA Junior League?
Well, the best thing to do is find your local league online. I think you can go to PGA Junior League online and find a local club or course that is close to you and just register for a team.
Wow. What I was saying is I was looking at your Facebook page, and you guys went over, used the company van, and traveled over to Mid-Pacific Country Club, where they have a junior league. Were you guys playing against each other?
No. That company van was for Kumeme. I coached the varsity boys team over there, and so we took them out for practice. So that was for Kumeme school.
So, you know, and I was just asking Rob LaBritz how he keeps his schedule going and how does he take care of himself. You, Oliver, what do you do? Do you have a special diet?
You know, honestly, I live by the calendar. That's all I do. I wake up in the morning and I see what I've got on my schedule, what's booked online and and what's been booked on my calendar, and I just go through it and pray that I make it through the day.
Okay.
And Lord willing, He gives me the strength to make it through that day. And it's neat because it's wonderful because every time I fall asleep at night, I feel like I've accomplished something because I've either touched, you know, someone's life or helped the child get better or helped the student get better or, you know, guide them in the right direction. So it feels good doing what I do, even though I have to wear many hats, whether it's for U.S. Kids Golf, Commitment Schools, or PGA Junior League, or even my own academy. It's just a rewarding career to be in, to be honest with you.
And the kids are energizers. They just, being around them and seeing their reactions and their participation, it just gives you a sense of wanting to do more, just wanting to help them, just do it. And it
Absolutely.
Kind of, right? You just feel this energy coming back at you, and it makes it all worthwhile. I can sense that. So who's going to be going to Greyhawk this year? That will be the PGA Junior League, right?
That would be the PGA Junior League. That competition, our local state competition will be scheduled for July 27th and 28th at Copper Lake Golf Club. That will determine who goes to our regional competition, and that regional competition has to be determined yet. We don't know where the location is. But there, you've got Northern California, Southern California, Arizona, and Hawaii all battling it out, either Ron Robbins style or some kind of format to determine who is going to go to Greyhawk.
Wow.
And at Greyhawk, you've got, I'm sure there's different areas of the country, but those are the best of the best. I think four or five teams, I don't know what it was, but they all go to Greyhawk and they compete for the coveted title.
Wow. Then okay, there's another place on your Facebook page. Not sure who this was playing, because obviously it was your Kamehameha varsity team going to Mid-Pacific Country Club. Congratulations to all of those who won yesterday. More importantly, congrats to those who earned their invitation to the World Championships at Pinehurst this summer.
Yeah, so in our tour championship, our local tour championship for U.S. Kids Golf, ended this past, I think 2 weeks ago, over at Hoakalei Country Club. And those winners would have earned their invitation to go to Pinehurst. And I know that some of the parents are already booking their flights, planning their stay, and arranging for their summers to be out at Pinehurst for the week competition. So that'll be August 3rd through the 10th, I believe.
Wow.
So we'll be out there. I'm flying out there. I will be directing two tournaments. I'll be directing the Team World, and I will be directing one of the World Championship tournaments over there. So I'll be out there for 2 weeks.
And, you know, Eddie Lee said that Oliver Oliquiano, Island Pacific Golf Academy, when he puts an event on, it's like a professional event. And the kids, as they're experiencing it, are feeling what it's like to be in the professional world of golf. It's such a huge accolade. And I was so glad to read that, because you deserve it. You work so hard to make sure the kids get quality all the way. So we've got now for the Big Island, the Island Pacific Golf Academy Junior Golf Tour. It's the Hawaii 2020 U.S. Kids Golf Hawaii Tour. Mauna Lani South, March 8th. Mauna Kea Golf Course, March 29th. Hapuna Golf Course, April 18th. Mauna Lani North, April 19th. Waikoloa Village Golf Club, May 3rd. And Waikoloa Village Golf Course Tour Championship. So the Tour Championship will be on May 10th. Where do they go if they win the Tour Championship?
They will also have an invitation to go to Pinehurst if they win that particular tour. So it's the same format as ours here on Oahu, but it's just an extension out there. And that is actually just an independent U.S. Kids Golf event run by Renee Lee. So it's not really part of my academy. It's just I helped launch that and get that introduced out to the Big Island of Hawaii.
I got it. Okay. It's so much is going on in junior golf in Hawaii, and it's so fabulous the amount of time and energy that people are working, donating their time to make sure is done well, because you can work it, but then there are so many hours after work that you're still doing. It's like
there
nonstop.
It's nonstop. And it's funny because, I mean, it doesn't matter where I'm at, whether I'm in the car driving home from somewhere, I'm always constantly thinking of something, whether it's the next event or another event or something to do that has to do with enhancing golf for kids here in Hawaii. In fact, one of the things I did want to let you know is that the U.S. Kids Golf has just recently announced they're going to extend their age division to 15 to 18-year-old division starting this summer. So our summer tours and on will now have a 15-year-old to 18-year-old division for them to play in. So a lot of our alumni that we thought were alumni after age 14 have now the opportunity to come back and play U.S. Kids Golf up until they're 18 years old.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great, because I, when I have soccer, you know, there's soccer season too, and you see them at 14, they'd age out. But 15, they want to play. 16, they want to play. 17, they want. They're still, technically, they're growing up. They're becoming adults and everything, but in their hearts, they want to be a part of the kids, because they're kids and they've been a part of this program for so long. They don't want to be alumni at such a young age. They want to continue on. Yeah, that's awesome. That's right. Now, how do parents get their kids involved on the Big Island? Where do they go?
Well, the best thing is go to uskidsgolf.com and find a local tour in your area. And if you type in a area or zip code for the Big Island, it'll pull up the local tour there.
Excellent. So you can find out just uskidsgolf.com. Put in your zip code. And if you're listening around the world, anywhere you are on the mainland, that's what you do to get a U.S. Kids Golf location. uskidsgolf.com, and you just can find it there. This is awesome. And then, of course, we must mention the Hawaii Junior Golf Day that's coming up on Saturday, March 21st.
Yeah.
And this is, by the way, free. Moms and dads, free. You can find out if your child would like to be in a golf experience. So it's fun, free, juniors of any age. And let's see, we just need to register online. The courses that are participating: Alawai, Bayview, Hawaii Kai, Ko'olina, Navy Marine, Turtle Bay. You see, there's a place you can reach on Oahu. Big Island, Hilo on one side, Hualalai on the other. Maui, Dunes at Maui Lani, Ka'anapali Golf Courses, Wailea Golf Club, the Kahili Golf Course, lovely Kahili, Kauai, Kiahuna, Prince Wamakai, and Puakea Golf Course, all participating. And you go to www.hsjga, that stands for Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, hsjga.org, and you can register for this fun thing. And when you do register for it, it introduces you to your kids to and run by PGA professionals. And I love that the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kids come out and help the younger kids. It's a great day on all the golf courses. A lot of fun to be had. So do that, too. So thank you so much, Oliver. Did we leave anything out that I should bring in?
The one last thing I will leave you with is that I am going to introduce a state invitational for U.S. Kids Golf starting in October. This is going to be a two-day invitational, and I'll have more details next time for you to broadcast on the show, but that will include an invitation to a lot of the players that come from Korea, Japan, China, all the Asia, and even the U.S., but it'll be a two-day state invitational that will bring a lot of kids from out of state, hopefully into state.
Wow.
To participate, yeah.
Wonderful.
And this will be the winners will also earn an immediate invitation to Pinehurst.
Oh, that's wonderful. Pinehurst, I need to go. I need to go to Pinehurst.
We'll have a 15 to 18 year old division if you want to join.
Yes, because I'm 18. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oliver, we're all 17 at heart, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes,
we are.
We have to be. Otherwise, we couldn't do what we do. Thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to talking to you about the State Invitational when you have more. Okay?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, Oliver. Oliver Aliquiano is president and CEO, Island Pacific Golf Academy. Of course, he's U.S. Kids Golf. He's a top 50 U.S. Kids Golf teacher and in the Command Mass schools, depending on what hat he's wearing. All right, we're going to come back and talk with Lisa Longball. And this is another extremely talented person, a woman, 8-time Canadian long drive champion. You want to find out how to get your ball to go farther? I think Lisa might have some tips. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Equipment. Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. You need to go and see Bayview now. All right, the greens are so cool. The fairways are beautiful. And the view on the back nine is absolutely stunning. So it's raining, so what? There's a double-deck driving range with tracer, top tracer at each station. No extra charge. That's a double-deck covered driving range. So challenge your friends in the virtual mode and have some fun at Bayview Golf Course. BayviewHawaii.com. You can call them at 247-0451, extension number 1. I spend a lot of time at Bayview, and I happen to have some tee times at Bayview, 8:30 this morning, a 9:36, a 10:10. Give them a call if those don't work for you. All right, we're going to come back and talk with Lisa Longball.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Lisa Longball, 8-time Canadian long drive champion. Top 5 at the 2016 World Long Drive Championship. Callaway Golf and Golf Town sponsored athlete. Golf entertainer, journalist, keynote speaker. Gosh, Lisa, and just back from Hawaii, welcome into the clubhouse.
Oh, thank you so much, Danielle. I'm thrilled to be back on your show, and oh, do I love your state of Hawaii. Oh.
Well, you know, playing a golf at Kapalua and staying at the Ritz-Carlton, that's a pretty awesome combination.
It was outstanding. I'm very lucky. I'm a golf journalist, and I get to travel all over the world to write stories about golf courses and stay and play opportunities. And truly, one of my favorite in the entire world is absolutely playing golf at Kapalua and staying at the Ritz-Carlton there. It's just such an exceptional and extraordinary experience.
So since the last time you were here, you played the Plantation course with the refinement done. What did you think?
Yes. Oh, I was thrilled. I was really impressed. And first of all, I can't believe they did all of those enhancements in a 9-month period.
Uh-huh.
That was absolutely unbelievable that the entire property, Tee to Green, was regrassed in that time. And Celebration Bermuda grass was used on 107 acres of fairways, tees and rough. And Tiff Eagle Bermuda grass was used for all the greens. That all 93 bunkers were reshaped and received new sand. It's absolutely unbelievable. To have that project at that scope and scale, and it was pristine. It was absolutely pristine when I had a chance to play it.
Okay. Long ball from the 18.
Yeah. Oh, so I did a video. I had to do a video. That tee box is absolutely just so fun, with the 18th hole boasting a 677-yard. Now, thankfully, it's downhill and hopefully off in downwind conditions there. I didn't quite make it there in two, but it was a short chip. It was a short chip to get on the green.
Yay, bravo. Bravo. So you played the Plantation course. Tell us the other courses you played.
Well, you know what? Actually, I have never played the Bay course. So although I've been to Maui several times and have played the Plantation course, I had never played the Bay course. So, of course, designed by Arnold Palmer. That was an absolutely delightful track. I was there with my family, so my husband and son. And it's great for every golfer. It can challenge your single-digit and low handicap player, yet it was very comfortable for my son, who's a relatively newer golfer, good golfer, but, you know uses it wasn't punishing to him. And then, of course, the 17th hole, that's the only hole of golf in Maui that is played over water. So that hole was my favorite of the whole course for sure.
We had one LPGA tournament on the Bay course on Maui,
yes,
at Kapalua. Morgan Pressel won.
Morgan Pressel.
Yes. It was wonderful, and I really wish LPGA could play two times in Hawaii, not just Lotte at Ko'olina, and then another tournament maybe. That would be so perfect.
Wouldn't that be amazing? And of course, my Canadian brethren there, Brooke Henderson, defended her title there, and then to become the winningest golfer from a tour perspective, PGA or LPGA tour, as a Canadian, when she won in Ko'olina and defended her title there. But I agree. I absolutely think the LPGA, it would be amazing to have two events there, and hope maybe either come back to the Bay course there at Kapalua, or again, every one of your islands has the most spectacular golf. But I think that would be a real treat, and viewers would really enjoy that.
What did your son want to do on Maui?
Oh, so you know what? He's so fun. We were throwing footballs. We ended up throwing lots of footballs on the beaches there. But you know what? He loved the body surfing and just going into the waves. And we did snorkeling. We saw sea turtles.
Oh, yes.
You know, in Kapalua Bay, I've just never swam with sea turtles before. And there were two just floating around. It was magical, Danielle. My son was just blown away by all of that. We wanted to do whale watching, but the whales hadn't come yet. We were there in December, and the whales hadn't made their way there yet. Well, a couple, but it wasn't mid-season, let's put it that way.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing videos of whales coming up like right next to somebody, and people are going, wow, that's a big creature.
Really? I know. It's unbelievable. But it was really neat because, my son, when he played the Plantation course, then he was so excited. He wanted to watch. We watched the tournament. And he's like, oh, Mom, remember I hit it there on that hole. And that's what I think the beauty of being able to play courses that you get to see on TV year after year. And that's why I tell my readers, go play these courses that you like, such as the Plantation course and Ko'olina, that you can see and remember your shots and where you were and watching where the plays were. So we had such fun watching the tournament after he had played it, which I think encouraged him and inspired him to want to play more golf.
Gosh, he played the Bay course, and you said it wasn't hard. He played the Plantation course.
Oh, yeah, he played the Plantation, too. Oh, he plays the forward tees, and that's the beauty, that if you, as a golfer, if you tee up from the right tee box, it's a really enjoyable experience. But no, he played the whole thing. He's a hockey player. So I think a lot of hockey players, it's a nice smooth transition into golf, a similar move.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Aloha State Junior golfers we have at Bayview Golf Course on Oahu a group of kids, and our coach, I help, but our coach is a hockey player from Canada.
Right. There you go. See? Gretzky, Wayne Gretzky, is a huge golfer, and of course, his son-in-law, Dustin Johnson, he knows his way around the track as well, too. But yes, but Gretzky's a big golfer as well.
That's fantastic. You know, I'm talking with Lisa Longball, and she's 8-time Canadian long drive champion and top 5 at the 2016 World Long Drive Championship. Are you going to go in again?
I am. So this is my 20th year teeing it up, Danielle, if you can believe it. And so my results at the 2016, when I was top 5 in the world, was really exciting for me, that I thought, Kate, as long as I'm still competitive, Danielle, I want to tee it up. I've come as high as 2nd in the world. I lost by 3 yards to 5-time world champion Sandra Carlberg, which was a heartbreaker. But I've absolutely loved competing. And this year, you know, the Golf Channel took over the World Long Drive Association and has been running it for the last 5 years, and they have done an exceptional job. They are passionate about the sport of world long drive. They've invested into it. We've had many televised tour events, and now when I travel all across North America, people talk to me about, oh, long drive, yeah, I saw that on TV, so which is great because we're getting a lot more exposure, and it's a fascinating, exciting, action-packed sport. So I think that if you're a golfer, it is a really neat experience to watch it and even come in person if you can.
Yeah, they're doing a great job televising the long drive competitions, and you get to know the people because they get the cameras in and they talk to you. So tell us, when you get into preparations, when you're getting ready for a long drive championship competition, what is your routine? How do you go about getting prepared for this?
Great question, Danielle. It is different than full golf. You know, what you have to focus on are a few things. Number one, staying within the time limit. You know, Phyllis Metty, also former world champion, she hit the longest ball, but she, in one of the events which would have advanced her, but she ended up hitting it after the buzzer. So knowing your timing, practicing in your sets. Now, we've actually been 8 balls for this last several years. You got 3 minutes and 8 balls to hit your 3 minutes. We're going down to, I believe, 2 minutes and 45 seconds, and now we're going back to 6 balls, which is what it was originally when I started competing in long drive. So when you're preparing, I highly recommend long drivers, and this is what my process is, practice in 2-minute 45-second sets, because you have to practice. You don't have time to necessarily do your entire pre-shot routine every single time, so you have to modify your pre-shot routine and also pace yourself, but make sure that you're not feeling too rushed at the end and taking too much time at the beginning. Another thing that you need to do is also practice being able to hit sets of balls, set after set after set. There's sometimes we'll have 7-8 rounds in a day that, depending on the heat and humidity, you know, that can be wearing. So you have to be prepared to be feel at your peak performance, not just in your first set, but in the 7th or 8th set of the day as you're going head-to-head in the competition. So another great way to practice is to practice with others. We actually don't hit on a tee by ourselves. We're on the tee deck typically with 4 or 3 other hitters. So there's 4 hitters. We each have our own ball. We each have our own spotter. We've had colored balls in the past. We're switching to Top Flight's, our new ball sponsor this year. A change from Bolvic from last year. So we had colored balls last year, so I'm not sure if we're going to have colored ball this year. I don't think so, but I'm practicing with others at the driving range in 4-ball sets, because again, don't forget, some people are yelling and screaming after the ball, like, go ball, go ball, and that can't distract you. So you need to practice in a situation where you could be distracted and not letting it get to you.
Excellent. And now for the regular golfer, I think Lisa Longball is going to be able to teach us a little bit of maybe about getting more distance.
There's a few keys, Danielle, that I see real power leaks in a lot of amateur swings. Number one, for women. Women tend to be a little bit more flexible than their male counterparts. So what women tend to do is they tend to be arms lifters versus turners. So what happens is they lift their arms, and all they can do is drop their arms, and they're going to hit that 150 yards straight down the pipe all day long. And if one of your listeners is thinking, gosh, I wonder if that's me, or if that's my spouse or friend or girlfriend or sister or mom, here's if you can ask them, do they hit their 8-iron as far as their 7-iron, as far as their 6-iron? And if they do, they're an arms lifter. So what they need to do is be able to turn. So the most important part of hitting a long ball, you've got to create club head speed and ball speed. And you do that by by turning. Turn creates coil, it creates torque. So if your listeners are looking for more distance, men or women, what you need to do is make a bigger turn. So you want to try to get that back to your to the target, try to get that chest to face directly behind you. Anything you can do to make that turn. And that's step one. Step number two, you've got to start that downswing with your lower body. A great swing thought is turn your shirt in the backswing, turn your pants in the downswing. Because if you create all this big coil and torque in your backswing, but you start your downswing with your upper body, and I usually see that from men, especially men who are really strong in the upper body. They start with that back shoulder. Oh, that's just a power leak, and often you can create a pull and a myriad of other problems. But as the swing thought, turn your shirt, turn your pants, and keep swinging through that ball all the way to finish.
And how do you use the ground?
Oh, the ground forces are huge. One of the things I find is another power leak is, and golfers don't even realize they do it, in their backswing, they'll sometimes get that weight to the outside of their back foot. So if they're a right-handed golfer, kind of to the outside of their right foot, and that's a power leak. So in your backswing, when you're creating that turn, I want golfers to think, put some pressure on your instep of your back foot. So again, as a right-handed golfer, they'd be on the instep of your right foot when you're up at the top of your backswing. Now, if you ever see any video or pictures of me hitting, you'll see I actually get right up on my toes, kind of like Bubba Watson, Lexi Thompson, Laura Davies of old school. So I really, I jump at it. I don't teach that per se, but you definitely, people always grab my arm when they find out, Danielle, that I'm a long driver. They're like, oh yeah, Lisa, you know, two tickets to the gun show, check that out. But Danielle, it's not arm strength, it's legs and core. So that's where the key, that's where you use the ground properly, is by using your legs to generate that speed, using that lower body, not your upper body, to start the downswing.
Wow. This is Lisa Longball, okay? Lisa is, you know, in addition to being a 8-time Canadian long drive champion and competing in the coming 2020 World Long Drive Championship, and she's been competing for 20 years. She's a golf entertainer, as you can tell. She is very entertaining. She's a journalist, she's a keynote speaker, and she's a teacher. Okay, she has the Lisa Longball Golf Schools for Women. And one of the things that I want to wrap this up with about is you talk about posture being the most important thing to the game. And I just want you to go through your four simple steps to fix your posture.
Posture. This is a four-step process that, again, men or women can use. And again, I find women tend to sit in a chair. Somewhere along the way, a lot of women sort of sit when they sit up in their posture. And for men seem to have hunchy shoulders. And when I say hunchy shoulders, usually because men are typically stronger in that upper body, they get those shoulders. So what happens is the spine isn't nice and level. We need to create a level spine because we have to create as much coil and torque, as much turn around that. So the four steps, the four simple processes that I talk to my students. Number one, stand up nice and tall. So when you're holding your club, you're going to stand up nice and tall, shoulders back, chest out. Now, not arching your back, but just nice and tall, shoulders back. That's step number one. Number two, you need to bow at the waist, butt sticks out. This is where women struggle. Women typically tip their butt in. They tuck their butt in. You need to stick that butt out. You need to make sure that you're bowing. So number one, shoulders back, chest out. Number two, bow at the waist, butt sticks out. Number three, crack the knees. Just a slight crack in the knees, not a bend. And number four, this is huge, arms hang naturally. This is where a lot of golfers mess up. You should only have about a fist width from where your hands are hanging to your body. A lot of people, especially with driver, reach out their arms to try to reach out to the ball and create width. Well, what that does, that actually restricts your turn, which will restrict your ability to create clubhead speed, and you will not hit it as far. So stand up, shoulders back, chest out, bow at the waist, butt sticks out, crack the knees, arms hang naturally, and you'll start bombing longer clubs, not just with driver, but all the clubs in your bag.
All the clubs. So you're trying to get your spine angle to be like in line. So,
yes, a nice straight, has to be a straight line. If you would take the kind of the shaft of your club and just kind of put it on your back, your spine or your back should nicely rest against that. If you're hunched or you have those hunched shoulders or slouchy, then again, you're limiting your ability to make a good turn. So that's why that shoulders back is just a huge, that whole routine maybe takes 4 or 5 seconds prior to each swing, and within a couple of weeks it's going to feel natural and it'll be common, it'll just go into your routine. But just, I think that if that's not what your listeners are doing, practice that four-step process and they'll be swinging away.
Yeah, and if you didn't quite get it all, okay, go to lisalongball.com, lisalongball.com. Really easy. Just pronounce your last name for us.
So I married a Dutch person. This is why people don't marry Dutch people. Lisa Vlueswijk. So Vlueswijk is my last name. And when I won my first national title, I was nicknamed by the media Lisa Longball, and it's a nickname that has stuck.
So this is Lisa Longball Vlueswijk, and you can find her at lisalongball.com. You got to be on more often. This is great.
Oh, Danielle, I would love to be. And thank you, Danielle, for everything you do to grow the game and just bring acknowledgement to what's going on in the game and to the state of Hawaii, but also for women's golf. You are just a huge proponent, and we're just so lucky to have you. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We're lucky to have you, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds great, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Jay Coffin, and he's going to talk with us. You know, there's a lot of news in golf, and we're always talking about something. You know, Tiger's not going to play in the Arnold Palmer Invitational. What? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Aloha Power Equipment at the Sand Island and Waipahu stores, the largest selection of Maruyama Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment is the Maruyama Superstore.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORL Waianae, Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And we've got a prize for you to win today. You know, I really miss the days when we had the Grand Slam of Golf. The PGA of America would bring all the major championship winners over to Hawaii, and there would be the Grand Slam at Poipu Bay, and Tiger played, and Jim Furyk. So many players came. The winners of all the major championships, the four, would compete. And so it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's Poipu Bay. And we have two rounds of golf for the ninth caller who calls in at 808-545-1111. 545-1111. And if you're calling from a neighbor island, of course, you just add the 808. 545-1111. That's the number to call. Got a high surf advisory for the east-facing shores of Kauai, but we also have Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. But we also have a wind advisory. It's until 6 o'clock Monday. So it's going to be gusting until Monday, and expected all day today and tomorrow. Winter storm watch is up for the area Haleakala, not the Big Island. Mostly cloudy today, windy, showers likely, a slight chance of thunderstorms, windward and Mauka areas, and scattered showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms on the leeward side, too. So just be ready for just about anything today. High today, 77 to 82, and the trade winds are 20 to 35 miles with stronger gusts at times. Earlier, we talked a little bit about the Hawaii Junior Golf Day, Saturday, March 21st. We're going to do the show from the Alawai Clubhouse. I'm looking forward to that, having all the people involved who create Hawaii Junior Golf Day. And it's an introduction to for kids to get into the game of golf. The whole idea is to make it free and to make it fun. You register at 8:30 in the morning, and the clinics are between 9 and 11, and they're free. Again, free, and they're taught by PGA professionals. So they're getting a fun way to figure out what this game of golf is, and I have not seen one kid not have a great time. They just really enjoy the game when you put together a bunch of children, you know, and people are giving them instruction. They really have a good time. So you can, oh, by the way, and parents, something really cool, too. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association has always been about not just, I don't mean just, like in just, but in addition to teaching the game of golf, and then in addition to having competitions for some of our top players in the game as kids work their way up into, and there's 7 to 8 and 10 and 11-year-olds, so it's not like it's older kids. It's all different age groups. So the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association wants the kids get to be that time when they're going to go to college. There's college scholarships that are possible. And so parents, when you bring your kids, you'll get the roadmap to junior golf. You can learn where you can get your child enrolled in a junior golf program, have opportunities to learn, to play, to compete, and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is great. So when the kids get older, helping them, if they're, you know, ready, if they want to do a golf scholarship, if they can do that, where they can apply, that it's just a really great program. So this is Hawaii Junior Golf Day, Saturday, March 21st, on Oahu at the Alawai, at Bayview, at Hawaii Kai, at Ko'olina, at Navy Marine, and at Turtle Bay. On the Big Island at Hilo Municipal Golf Course, Hualalai. On Maui, it's the Dunes at Maui Lani, Ka'anapani, and Wailea, and Kahili Golf Course. What a view at Kahili. Isn't it beautiful? Actually, they're all great views. Kauai, it's Kiahuna Golf Club and the Princeville Makai Golf Club Puakea Golf Course. So lots of fun to be had. You register online at HSJGA. It stands for Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. HSJGA.org. I think we've got a winner for our Poipu Bay Golf Course. Isn't that wonderful? You're going to win. Oh, yes, Cindy. You've won 2 rounds at Poipu Bay. Congratulations. We're going to be back with another Jay Coffin, editorial director, golfchannel.com, after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction.
Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Bayview Golf Course is in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. Just go down the Likelike, continue straight through to Kaneohe Bay Drive. It'll be right on the left side. Beautiful views on the back nine. And if it's raining, double deck covered driving range with top tracer at each station. Challenge your friends in the virtual mode. Have fun at Bayview Golf Course. It's BayviewHawaii.com.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And coming into the clubhouse now, Jay Coffin, editorial director, golfchannel.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jay.
Hey there, Danielle. How's it going?
Good, really good. And I thought, you know, I just want to congratulate golfchannel.com for winning the writing award for detailing Tiger Woods' comeback. The Golf Writers Association of America. That's awesome. And your writers are amazing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. They work hard, and I'm glad that it paid off. It's good when quality work is noticed, is it not?
Yes. And the comeback was written by Jaime Diaz, Rex Hoggard, Randall Mell, Ryan Lavner, Will Gray, and Mercer Baggs. And it's actually the comeback, Tiger's tortuous journey to becoming a champion again. Very well put.
Yeah, thank you. It was something that we kind of worked on, and you know, we're a daily website, and we're grinding on news and everything. But you know what? It's writers like to write, so it was good. We kind of collectively sat back and said, "What's something that we can do that we can take our time in, that we can focus on for quite a bit?" And you know, especially after we kind of had this in mind after he won the tour championship a couple years ago, but specifically after the Masters, we really kind of started to dial in and look at all the things he had to overcome in order to be able to win again, the mental side, the physical side, you know, sort of having to beat the Tiger babies, for lack of a better term. And each author took one topic and went deep in it. And I think it turned out really, really well.
Yeah, exactly. There's segments. So every writer had their own segment, and that then became the whole. It sounds like almost a book.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and like I said, writers like to write. So you get some of the best up there. You let them, you give them some room to breathe and let them do what it is that they do best. And it turns out to be really something really, really fun.
Yeah, awesome. And on Tiger, Tiger Woods has decided he is not going to play Arnold Palmer Invitational, choosing instead to train and rest. And then we hear today that it's actually, or in addition to that, a stiff back. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, were you initially surprised?
You know, yes and no. It's, you know, he's been telling us for the longest time that this is his new normal. We just choose not to believe it, right? Like, he's been telling us that I feel different. I don't always feel well. He sat out that complete full day at the President's Cup, and we were surprised. And we were surprised when he didn't play well over the weekend in L.A. at Riviera. Then we were surprised that he didn't play in Mexico. He's been telling us that this is the new normal. But when we see Tiger Woods win, and we see him win the Masters, we refuse to believe that that's the new normal. We start to think the new normal is the old normal, which is he's going to play Bay Hill. We know where he's going to play. He's going to play at Muirfield Village. And so we sort of just, it's not that we don't believe what he's saying. We don't want to believe it
exactly
to be true. But
yes,
you know what? It's kind of, it is his new normal, whether we like it or not. So I guess it doesn't really surprise me.
No. When you see him play at Zozo, it's like, wow, there's Tiger Woods, exactly the way he was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And he looked exactly like Tiger Woods from then. And I think we should just expect him not to play during the winter. Anytime it's,
yeah,
gonna, you know, I mean, cold doesn't work for him.
That's exactly right. And it doesn't work for him. And he hasn't said it, but it doesn't seem like playing back-to-back weeks works for him much anymore. You know, you got to think he's going to try his best to play the Players' Championship next week. So, you know he likes to try to play well for the majors, but he's not going to overdo it, and he's not going to overdo it so much that he's not going to be able to play the majors. You know, and obviously the Masters is the first one coming up. So, you know, we know a lot of things, and it just, at the end of the year, it kind of turns out to be, 10, 12, 13 events, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and we've got to trust that, you know, he's going to, first of all, when he does show up, he wants to do good.
Right.
And so he wants to put on not just a good show, but he wants to play well. We want the show. He wants to play well. And he can't do that if the conditions are against him and his body's not right. And why would he even want to put himself at risk like that? I just think the best thing is to just wait until spring arrives, if that happens. It seems like it's been very cold. When you think about Tiger's career, do you think he'll go after competing? Would he ever play on the Champions Tour?
I can't imagine. I just don't. I don't know what he would have to gain. You know, I mean, what does Tiger Woods have to gain by doing it? You know, I think that, you know, it's, you know, he's not playing that much now on the regular tour, so in another 5-6 years. You know, I just don't see what he has to gain. I don't know that his body's even going. Why put your body through it at that point? And it seems like he's got course design interests and, you know, a lot of things with his foundation. So I think at that point when he's done and he's, you know, look, he's Tiger Woods, you know, one of the greatest champion of all. So we should not make it a habit of second guessing Tiger Woods. And, you know, I think when he's done, he's always wanted to show up. When he shows up, he always wants to win. And if he doesn't think there's going to have a chance for that to happen by the time he's 50 years old, I don't know what he has to gain by that.
No, I'm sure he'll stay in golf and maybe in even some leadership position in some facet. It'll be interesting to see. What's just great now is to see when he comes out and the smile on his face when he's performing is that's really the biggest get for me is to see him really enjoying the sport and enjoying the people that are around him and seeing their reaction, and that's really cool.
Yeah, I agree. It struck me several times, but I was lucky enough to go down to Australia for the President's Cup and really to see what those players on that team meant to him. Sure, it wasn't the Ryder Cup, but it was the President's Cup, and he was the captain, and you know he did not want to lose. And to see sort of how he reacted with them, and then for all of them to talk about they did not want to lose for Tiger Woods, it was really, really a fun kind of special week to see him be able to let loose and see how much it really meant to him.
Yeah, and then take that day off and then whip it in singles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was some news that came out that kind of startled me, and I didn't realize there was going to be a revised NFL schedule. And how it could possibly impact some of our Hawaii events, because let's see, and the West Coast swing as well. So it's an $8 billion deal over 10 years, right? I mean, can you give us more information about this?
Well, I don't know a ton of details, but I do know, I've been out there for those first two events, you know, several times. I mean, 5 or 6 times, and I've seen you out there plenty of times, I love it. Being an NFL fan, it's fun to go over there and get all your work out of the way, or even on that Sunday to wake up and watch an early game before you go to the golf course. I think the schedule has been perfect.
Right.
Between football and golf, it's been beautiful. But now, you know, there's going to be an extra team in each conference that's going to, that basically is going to make the playoffs. So one less bye, one more team means that there's going to be one game in each conference every weekend. So that's two extra games, you know, each of those weekends, and that's just really going to start to flood the market. When you think about it right now, right, that football schedule fits perfectly with golf. So when you add two more games, and both of those games are going to be 3 to 4 hours, probably 3.5 hours, it's only going to impact golf because there's no other time to put it out there.
Yeah.
And I don't love it. I don't. I mean, I love more football. Love football my entire life. But you know what? I love golf too, and I love golf early in the year, and I love golf early in the year in Hawaii, and I love golf earlier in the year in Hawaii in prime time. If I'm here in the States and not there in person.
Right. It's always wonderful being here. So the Super Bowl will be played closer to President's Day with these changes. And it'll certainly affect the Century, the Sony, and the Amex on the West Coast. Maybe even the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am if, you know, it falls on Super Bowl Sunday. This is really a quandary. And the $8 billion deal that has been worked on, the television deal, is that coming to fruition? Is that going to be announced at the players?
I don't know yet. I do not know. I've looked into it a little bit. I'm not totally privy. I believe those are. I'm hearing the same things that. The same things that you are. I don't totally know.
Yeah, it's they've been very closed, kept to the chest, so to speak. Yes, on all of this.
Yes.
It'll be interesting to see. I certainly hope they figure out a way to make it so that we don't lose that great coverage that we get on the West Coast and the East Coast in particular, the Century and the Sony. PGA of America is monitoring San Francisco after San Francisco declares a state of emergency because, of course, at Harding Park, we're going to have the PGA Championship. Just talking about that this morning. How are you? What is the sense in the industry right now? I'm way over here. What are the feelings about what this virus and the problems that it's done for the LPGA already?
That's a shame, right? I mean, just less play. You know, the women in that LPGA just fight like crazy for more and more playing opportunities. And Mike Wan has done such a good job, and to get so many of those starts. You know, you kind of look at them as they're playing opportunities, but those starts, you get those starts early in the year where so many women just want to go over, you know, to Asia and just get starts and get off. You know, to just make a few bucks, make a couple top 10, top 20 finishes to get some momentum because, you know, the women's first major of the year is right here coming up the week before the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of stinks. you know, they're even questioning, you know, the Olympics is in Japan,
yes.
Not in China, but that's in, you know, that's later this summer. So they're looking at that. You know, you saw, well, you mentioned the statement about the PGA Championship. I know the Korn Ferry Tour as well as looked at a couple, you know, things outside the U.S. that they're concerned with, and it just sort of stinks, doesn't it? I mean, I don't really know how to be eloquent about
no.
the fact that there's this virus out there. It's this, you know, that's causing a lot of people issues, and it seems silly to, you know, to be mad or be disappointed that golf has to be canceled because of it. But that's what we do, you know. I'm disappointed when it affects people for the reasons that it is, and I don't love it. I just hope that we can figure out how to sort of get this thing over with. But you know, every day you look at a headline and it's now at a place where it wasn't the day before, and I do not love that.
No, thank you for putting it that way. I mean, so many things just can't be important anymore.
Yes.
We just have to, it's just the reality of the situation right now, and just go about taking care of our families, each other, and making sure that nobody is put in harm's way. It's very simple. We just have to have a whole different viewpoint. But to have one major, you know, not happen, it's, I don't know, has that ever happened before?
I don't think so.
Other than the World
recall.
War.
It's not been any time recently, has it?
Right. No. When I think maybe during World War II.
Back in the wars. That's exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, that's, you know, 60, 70 years ago. It's quite a while ago. Well, and that's obviously a reason not to have one back then. But it would kind of be a shame not to be able to. I think it's a little too soon.
Good.
I'm sure the PGA of America doesn't feel like it's too soon. I feel, you know, but I think let's give it another couple weeks and see what develops. And, you know, here maybe by the end of March, we'll have a little more clarity about what's going on.
On a completely different note, when I watch Brooks Koepka come back in the game, and it's just such an interesting thing that he does, and it just seems to be the way he does his game. He comes back from whatever, usually, you know, in this case, an injury and a recovery, and he looks very good.
Yeah.
And he plays terribly, And he comes back and he says, that was better than it, you know, and I love that phrase. That was much better than it looked. I got him, and we can't putt right now. But then the major's going to come, and he's going to, you know, just come and bust it all out.
I know. It's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, isn't it amazing? I mean, the streaky nature of him. I mean, he doesn't look anything like the guy from last year, but would you count him out right now at the PGA Championship?
No.
And you know what? He was an iron shot on 12 away from having a chance to win the Masters last year, too.
Yes.
And, you know, he clearly has good vibes around that place, and we're not too far around there either.
Yeah.
You know, you can't count that. I mean, we're not in Tiger Woods, territory yet, but he's a guy you can't count that guy out.
No. I just think it's interesting. The thing about Tiger, and I when people try to make comparisons, you know, 80, the number of times he's won, in addition to the number of cuts he's made, nobody comes close to taking over. Not Rory, not nobody, you know, in the world of golf. And so I actually wasn't surprised that Rory McIlroy was voted by his peers the player of the year because, you know, he shows up and he gives it his all. Maybe he doesn't produce, but he works really hard. Sometimes it feels like Brooks is there practicing.
Yeah.
Not really competing to win. He's just there to check out his game. And then...
Yeah, that's a good point. He's there to kind of work out the kinks and try to figure out, just kind of do what he's got to do to get himself to the next week. That's a good point, you know. And Rory shows up with that swagger and that smile on his face and charms the media and, you know, and is just such a likable guy. Not that Koepka isn't, but Rory's sort of next level. Rory's next level likable, and you can... You can see why that vote kind of went the way it did last year. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I actually love Koepka because he started on the European Tour. I thought that was such a cool thing to do. And then I really went, okay, I really like you, because he just honestly said what he felt about Patrick Reed. I went,
you're not kidding.
No. Gotta love a guy who speaks his mind. And Rory's always been the guy who just says it like it is, you know, with the Premier Golf League. I'm out. I'm done. You know, that's not for me. And I just thought that was very cool that he just came right down to it. So wrapping up the show right now, and you're my anchor, any thoughts that you'd like to leave us with?
No, I just I appreciate the time. I appreciate what you do. I like jumping on and chatting golf with you. I appreciate the kudos towards our special project, and it's fun to be able to talk about just golf in general, is it not? I like it. I mean, to be able to talk about golf for a living, it's a pretty good way to make a living, is it not?
Yes, it's fantastic. It's a fantastic, for me, I have a full-time job during the week. Plus, but to see your writers, I mean, Jaime Diaz is amazing. I'd love to talk to him one day. Rex Hoggard, he digs deep. You know, Randall Mell, he's intuitive. Ryan Lavner as well. Will Gray, Mercer Baggs, such a great team of guys. And if you haven't gone to golfchannel.com, you really need to check out The Comeback, Tiger's Tortuous Journey to Becoming a Champion Again. Awesome work, and congratulations to all of them from me and to you. This is Jay Coffin. He's the editorial director at golfchannel.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome, Danielle. Thanks so much. Let's do it again soon.
Excellent. Thank you. Aloha. And let me remind you, if you're just joining us, that the Hawaii Junior Golf Day is Saturday, March 21st. That's a very fun and very free introductory golf experience for juniors of any age. And I've been to many at different places, and there's all expectant faces and all smiles, and parents just kind of hang out and watch and feel kind of like, what am I doing here? Why am I not holding a golf club? And you'll get, parents, the roadmap to junior golf to learn how you can get your child enrolled in a junior golf program if they go home saying, hey, I want to do more of that. We want to thank the people who make this show possible so we can do more of what we do. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, call Oahu Extraction. Water, maybe it didn't flood in, maybe it trickled in, and it stayed, and it's possibly making you wonder what smells weird. Mold? Oahu Extraction, 24/7. Give them a call. Ask them the questions. If you've got a flood, they're on site in 90 minutes. And they're 808-330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment at the Sand Island and Waipahu stores. Largest selection of Maruyama Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment is the Maruyama Superstore. They'll put power at your fingertips. Rainer Doors. You know, today you don't want to be fumbling when you get home with your keys, trying to get into your house. Entry to safety with a push of a button. That's the Rainer garage door. Know that your loved ones are safe with the Rainer garage door. They have more than 50 different styles for your taste or your house, whatever its style is. Increase the value of your home. A Rainer garage door. And Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. Double deck driving range covered. Yes, and top tracer at every station. Challenge your friends. They've got the virtual mode, so you can just go out there and have fun at Bayview, bayviewhawaii.com, or call them at 247-0451, extension 1. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I hope you enjoyed the show today. If you didn't catch the whole show and you want to hear something over again, you just go to radiogolfclub.com/listen, and you'll see that's where we live stream the show so anybody can hear it around the world, or it's podcast there. But it's also a podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and on SoundCloud, I use the little segments so I can make everybody have an individual. So have a great day. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.